that's so fun. There ain't nothing you can do, baby. No, there ain't nothing you can do. When you got a headache, a little headache powder will see you through. You know, in the old days, before they made aspirin, they had headache powder. They would sell them in the drugstores, and it was just a little thing. You'd open up and put some on a spoon and drop it in water or whatever. That's how you got rid of a headache. Now, heartache, ain't nothing you can do. That's the whole point of that particular tune. The legendary Bobby Blue Bland on First Take. We got 25 ahead of 8, Brett.
A little Alco Pal, we'll talk about in business next segment, might help that out. But, you know, we're going to talk more about different kinds of aches that people experience and who treats those aches, because we've got Dr. Nicole Zender in the studio from the CU School of Medicine, who says there's a shortage of doctors, which means more aches going untreated.
Oh, okay. Doctor, any cure for heartaches?
No cures on my end.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about what is happening with this shortage of doctors out there. What are we seeing as far as how many doctors were short, and what does that do to the community?
So we see this on a national level, and earlier this year, the Institute of Medicine came out with a report, and what it basically said was that our nation is short about 45,000 doctors. That's the projected number for 2025. And when I say short 45,000 doctors, I mean specifically primary care doctors. Mm-hmm. Here on a local level, we see that as well. We can see our community docs, both family medicine and primary care, and internal medicine primary care, a shortage here locally. That's true in our community clinics, it's true in our private clinics, true in our academic medicine clinics as well.
Well, that's a big deal. Without doctors, people can't get the treatment they need. Of course, doctors requiring a lot of education to do what they do. What is academia doing currently to try and resolve this shortage?
Here at the CU School of Medicine, there are a couple of great initiatives that we're doing to address this. So the first one I can think of is the Rural Track, and that's headed by Dr. Mark Deutschman over at the School of Medicine. That's a program that's geared towards family medicine, and what they do is take medical students and train them specifically to go out into rural communities in Colorado. Dr. Deutschman has had great success with more than 80% of his graduates going out to practice family medicine in our rural communities, helping to meet that primary care need. Now, on the other end of it is urban primary care shortage, and so we have an urban track as well, and that takes medical students who are particularly interested in meeting those healthcare needs here in communities in the urban area, putting them through special training, education, and clinical experience that will target them and prepare them for urban community private care, primary care.
Sure. So for whether somebody wants to be in the urban route or the rural route, what could they do to get involved and start looking towards becoming a medical practitioner if that's what they're inspired to do and help relieve these shortages?
So that's a great question. So I think really meeting these shortages starts at the K-12 level. So on our end, that means pipeline programs, outreach, getting in communities, meeting with students, just getting them interested in science, math, technology, and then bringing them in over summers or going out and doing programs with them so we can help train our future students to be interested in science and the things that they'll need to go into medical school.
Doctor, can I ask, essentially the systematic problem of why there's shortages? Is it that we're getting people who are becoming doctors and then leaving the practice, or there's just not enough people actually willing to go through along this long process that it takes to get there? Because we do have a practicing people who are in the medical profession who are not doctors but are obviously qualified and if you have a medical plan, you know, you go to see a doctor, and a lot of times you don't see the doctor. So what is the real crux of the situation here as to the shortage?
So this is a really complex issue, and there's not just one answer. Okay. So part of it has to do with the long training. Part of it has to do with the debt that medical students accrue or when they're in medical school. Our average CU graduate ends up with more than $170,000 worth of debt. Now, that we're talking about the debt that could be a mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. And so that defers and puts off a lot of students who may be interested in primary care, which is a field that in general pays much less than our surgical specialties.
Okay.
So primary care isn't...
So it starts with affordability then.
Affordability is part of it.
Okay.
part of it has to do with the long hours that our primary care docs put in. We ask our docs to see many, many patients and to do a lot of different jobs. Our healthcare landscape is changing, so physicians have competing demands in terms of taking care of patients, charting, and then other things that they need to do. And that also detracts from our primary care workforce.
And being in admissions at the CU School of Medicine, what do you tell students in regards to those concerns that can help to get them excited to join?
I'll tell you, I'm a generalist. I'm an internal medicine doctor, and I have the best job in the world. Every day, meeting patients and really getting the opportunity to interact with them day after day and help them work through what may be a small decision, talking about diabetes or high blood pressure. This is incredibly rewarding. This is a career that gives you the opportunity to interact with people in a way that is just an incredible blessing. And our students go in with that attitude that this is a service-oriented profession, and then reminding them of all the amazing things that we can do to help shape our nation's landscape in healthcare, both on the patient side, but also on the larger scale.
And what better reward than helping folks to get into for a career? So if you're interested in pursuing medicine and filling this doctor shortage, they'd be happy to have you. And over at the CU School of Medicine, Dr. Nicole Zender will be there to help talk to you about how you can be a part of that. Thanks for letting us know that the shortage exists and what it looks like and what people can do and what academia is doing to try and fulfill it.
Yeah. Is there a specific communication route to get to you or anyone else there?
So students who are interested in healthcare of any level should talk to some of their teachers. If they're at the high school level, talk to their advisors there. At the collegiate level, talk to the pre-health advisors. We have great connections with our community, Metro State, University of Colorado, the Denver and Boulder campuses, as well as our local high schools and some of our elementary schools. So just letting someone know that they're interested in healthcare, and then those advisors can come and talk to us. We'll be hosting a pre-health advisor day later in March, where our high school collegiate advisors can come and talk to us more about how do they get their students into healthcare.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you very much. And we'll hope that the shortage decreases so we have less headache and heartache in the future. Thank you, Dr. Nicole Zender.
Thank you.
We got 18 ahead of 8. It's First Take with Lando and Chavis. Here is a tune called Tequila, which was Wes Montgomery had probably the biggest hit with it. But here's George Benson's take on the same tune featuring Joe Sample on piano.